You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. An unusual spacecraft just started orbiting the Earth, and yesterday it began communicating with scientists by Morse code. Sometime in the next week, it will set sail in orbit, running only on sunlight. If you're old enough to have been a Johnny Carson fan, you may recall a 1976 interview on his late-night talk show with the famous astronomer.
Dr. Carl Sagan.
In that interview, Sagan introduced America to a novel idea.
There's a just tremendously exciting prospect called solar sailing.
Solar sailing.
And which travels on the radiation and particles that come out of the sun.
43 years later, the concept is now a reality, and it's crowdfunded. It's called LightSail 2, and it looks like a big tinfoil kite the size of a boxing ring when it unfolds. Some of the team running mission control for LightSail 2 have been working out of Cal Poly's San Luis Obispo for the past year. They launched the spacecraft into orbit on a SpaceX rocket last week.
This is the mission director. Go for launch.
2, 1, 0.
Merk Boyan is with the Planetary Society, which advocates for space exploration. It crowdsourced the $7 million in funding for the LightSail 2 mission. In a 2018 interview, Boyan explained that the goal of the mission is to prove solar sailing is viable for space travel.
Because you don't have to bring up fuel. And that's like one of the hardest things about a spacecraft. You go up into space and you have to bring this fuel to get around.
Once LightSail 2 unfurls its Mylar sails and starts flying using solar power, it'll orbit the Earth for about a year, going higher and higher until it falls back down and burns up in the atmosphere. For the California Report, I'm Greta Mart in San Luis Obispo.